is Yerushalmi, corresponding to Shoris Bavli, Daf Mem. We begin the Yerushalmi and Chav Ches Med Aleph, the third last line of the page, Rabbi Abba of Yehuda. Rabbi Abba of Yehuda ben B'shem Shmuel, Kol, She Shnayim Mechayim Moisei, Momoin, Eid Echad, Zichka Lishvur. Rabbi Abba, quoting Rabbi Yehuda, quoting Shmuel, said that whenever two witnesses obligate money, one witness can obligate a Shvur. Bahari Shnayim Mechayim Moisei Kaka. The Gemara asks two obligate returning land, and one does not obligate a shura on land. Shnihi she'enish b'ayim v'kakois, the answer is that there is different because we don't swear about land. B'harei shnayim v'chayim oisei knas, the Gemara asks that two obligate a fine, and one does not obligate a shura about a fine. Shnihi she'enish b'ayim v'knas, the answer is different there because we don't swear about a fine, since one does not pay the admission, only to witnesses. B'harei shnayim v'chayim oisei puta, v'chi וכן היא תנינן שורת הדיון למתן שתי כסף והידור שתי שווה פוטה. The Gemara asks that two obligate to putter, and our Mishnah teaches that שורת הדיונים, the claim is two כסף and the denial is a putter, and the same applies to a שור through one witness. מסניסן בשנישבע מפיו מה שסדר אמר שמור בנישבע מפי אחר. Our Mishnah discusses a שור through his admission, שמור discusses one who is מושבע through others. רבחיסטה וחבוסיה פליגי שורת הדיונים כל שורת הדיונים לא ישניה בין מפיו בין מפי אחרים אוי למיני חיים עד שתהיה הטענה שתהיה שתי כסף והדיה שווה פוטה. וחיסטה and his תלמידים argue with Shmuel every shur imposed by the dayonim whether through his mouth or whether he's mushba from others the claim must be two kesev and denial of the putter. These last words are not so precise because really a shur through one witness does not require any admission. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Hatoyen Chaveiro Eitanas Ganos, Einai Chayev Ad Shiyoda Mixas. Rabbi Yochanan says that a Shomer who claims that the deposit was stolen is not obligated to swear unless he admits partially. V'chol Chavoy Pligen Aloi. That all of Rabbi Yochanan's colleagues disagree with him. Ma Mekaimen Kol Chavoy Ki Huzeh. How do all his colleagues explain the Pasuk in Shmoyth Pechof Beis Pasuk Kes, Ki Huzeh, which implies that he admits only to this? The Tainim Mamain, the answer that discusses one who claims money, which is what we call Shur Moedim Mixas. Im Tayonai Mamain, Badai Shalom Shnayin Ugehu, the Gemara asks if it discusses one who claims money, could it say Yishalem Shnayin Ugehu, he will pay double to his friend? Kefil doesn't apply to a loan, because one is liable even if Oines occurred. The Uvei Harshiosav Yeshkan. And says there are Eruv Parshas here, means the words Ki Huzeh written here apply elsewhere to the Parsha of alone. Amar Vizeira Eina Chayav Ad Shehei Bekefira Shtei Kesev Chutz Meha Hoidaya. Vizeira says he's only liable if the denial is to Kesev aside from the admission. Asya Kechavoy Dov Yochanan. This is like the colleagues who argue with Dov Yochanan, meaning that we learn from Kesev Oyet Kalim in Parsha Shomrim that the claim is to Kesev. Dov Yochanan holds that this includes the admission because Ki Huzeh applies to Shomrim. Rabzeira holds that the colleagues who hold that the Torah does not discuss admission regarding Shomrim, so the denial is to Kesef. We learn from Shomrim to loans which require admission that the denial is to Kesef. Manli biyodcha ein lecha biyodi pato. Mishnah said if you owe me a mana and the other one responds I don't owe to you, then he's exempt. Apilu kama li biyodcha ein lecha biyodi pato. The Gemara says, well, even if he claimed any amount and the defendant totally denied, he's exempt. The answer is it's needed for the following, that you owe to me a mana, and he says that I owe you only a putta, he's obligated. Mana is an amount of money, it's not any particular kind of coins or metal, so putta is considered an admission of the same species. Rav Rav Yochanan, Chaveihoin Amrin, Behu shehilvo be'edim, avrim hilvo shelo be'edim, yachem emele, ve'visanli, v'nasati lechamechsa. Rabbi Rav Yochanan said that our Mishnah is if he lent to him with witnesses, but if he lent to him without witnesses, he can say, you lent to me, and I paid you half. Am Rav Yudan, in oime b'mamoin ma'achad yachem emele, loi ve'visanli, v'yachem emele, ve'visanli, v'nasati lechachetzayim. Rav Yudan says, we don't say about money the idea of miko, that since he could say you didn't lend to me, he can say you lent to me and I paid you half, and be believed without a shur. Masnisin, as you say, we skip the next sentence. Mana li biyadcha, ein lecha biyadi. Rashi said, if Reuven claimed a mana from Shimon, and Shimon totally denied, Asi Omar, Hamar v'lechaveyu leifreinu be'elva eidim. Rav Asi says that one who lends to his friend, he must pay him in front of witnesses. And we use the next sentence later on, and we skip to Masnisa, Pliga, alo eirei, manali v'yadcha, amal lai, hein, lamacha amal lai tineoli, nasatu lecha, pata, einecha v'yadi, chayev. The Gemara asks from the Mishnah, if Reuven claimed a mana from Shimon and Shimon admitted, and the next day Reuven claimed it again, if Shimon answers, I paid you, he's exempt. If he answers, I don't have, means I never had your money, then he's obligated to pay. According to Asi, he should not be believed to say that he paid. It should say now, Amar Rabbi Avin, Nose de Asi, Amar Lechavir Be'edim, Layachdu Lay Ela Be'edim. Avin answered that Asi means that one who lends to his friend with witnesses, he must be paid back in front of witnesses. And I should say now, Amr Bun, Derech B'nei Adam, Lehalvois, Nechavehem, Shulei Be'edim, Uletoivam, Be'edim. Rav Bun explains that people normally lend to their colleagues without witnesses and claim with witnesses. Therefore, claiming in front of witnesses does not show adamancy that he pay in front of witnesses, but lending with witnesses shows that he's adamant about this.